Well, let's turn to Congress, where some former presidential candidates are back to work at their day jobs, debating funding to fight the Zika virus. In February, President Obama proposed a big spending bill. Here's White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest talking to reporters at that time.
At some point later this spring, maybe later this summer, all of you and your news organizations are going to be sounding the alarm about the significant threat that is posed by the Zika virus. That is going to happen.
And here we are. Today, the World Health Organization says it's increasingly worried about the virus, though not enough yet to cancel the August Summer Olympics in Brazil. And today, the Senate is choosing from three funding plans here in the U.S. Here's Republican Senator Marco Rubio talking about the one he's co-sponsoring.
I hope that there is real urgency about dealing with this. I understand this is not a political issue. There is no such thing as a Republican position on Zika or a Democrat position on Zika, because these mosquitoes bite everyone. And they're not going to ask you what your party registration is or who you plan to vote for in November. This is a real threat.
His plan would basically fund the president's full $1.9 billion request, something that's popular in his mosquito-heavy state, Florida. It isn't expected to pass, though. There's a smaller bipartisan plan that is. It would spend about $1.1 billion to fight the Zika virus. NPR health policy correspondent Allison Kojak is here. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Robin.
So we're reminded one of the arguments for funding is that treating babies born with microcephaly, the birth defect linked to the mosquito-borne Zika virus, could cost more, certainly in heartache, but also in dollars, than preventing it. So do we have any idea how much this virus is projected to cost the U.S.?
I think the numbers are really mushy at this point because we don't know how hard Zika is going to hit. The cost of treating a baby with microcephaly could become very huge. I mean, many of those babies die, which is very sad. Those who survive are profoundly disabled, so that could cost a lot. There's also another illness that can be tied to Zika called Guillain-Barré syndrome. We talked to a gentleman yesterday in one of an NPR story. His treatment cost $1 million. And then there's just the real wild card about lost economic activity, tourism. There's been estimates that it could lose $69 billion in tourism in Latin America. So if Zika hits hard in Florida, Texas, Louisiana, that could cost a huge amount of money in lost economic activity.
Right. Well, right now, the Obama administration is using money left over from the fight against Ebola to fund fighting Zika. That's just a stopgap, though. Do we know how this delay, 3 months since the president's proposal, how has it affected the fight against the virus on the ground?
I think the biggest way that it's affected it is uncertainty. It's hard to do long-term planning, give long-term grants when you're not sure you're going to have the money allocated. In the immediate term, they have already begun doing a lot of research onto a Zika vaccine, developing new tests to be able to detect Zika accurately and quickly, and working on mosquito control. But if it goes for much longer, they won't be able to continue those activities with any sort of long-term planning unless they take the money out of another part of the budget.
Well, and you remind us that people can do their own work in prevention. We heard this morning on Morning Edition, someone said a bottle cap is enough water to have let mosquitoes, you know, do their work. So we have to all dispose of water. But meantime, we're up to about 5,000 confirmed cases of microcephaly in Brazil that are attributed to the Zika virus. Just terrible. But what about here in the U.S.? Where are we on cases of infections?
It's pretty small still. They have had about 500 confirmed cases in the mainland U.S. Those have all been attributed to travel-related. So there haven't been a lot of cases detected where people have contracted Zika by a mosquito in the U.S. In the U.S. territories, in the Virgin Islands, in Puerto Rico, there's been a lot worse. There's been about 700 confirmed cases there. And so it's really starting to hit in those areas, and it's expected to move north.
Yeah, and I don't want to throw a curve at you, but do we know about any confirmed cases of microcephaly here in the U.S.?
I don't think we've had any of that yet. There are pregnant women who have had Zika, and I think it's just a matter of time figuring out whether or not those babies will be affected by this terrible disease.
Oh, what a terrible thing to wait for. NPR's health policy correspondent Allison Kojak as the Senate votes today on Zika virus funding, the fund to fight the Zika virus. Allison, thanks as always.
Thanks so much for having me, Robin.